Never knew you felt like that, baby. Never knew you felt like that. Pleasure's all mine.
I think it's so cute how you use me. Whenever you want sex, I'm who you come see. I'm the one you call when your body on E. You need a refill, I'm who you come see. They give you 87, I give you 93. Premium, top of the line, straight D. Say it again in my ear.
Cloud, you a beast.
How can one this gutter be so sweet? Whatever you want, baby, it's my treat. All I want from you is to let me go deep. I'm on call for you 7 days a week. Sex on delivery and so deep.
Ooh, boy, I came to you on two occasions. That's when I want it, that's when I need it.
When she think about me, she gets so wet. Every time she want it, she send me a text. Do I want it tonight? Baby, yes. Between her legs, she is so blessed. She's the best thing in the bed that I've met. You need a good jug, be my guest. Whatever you want, I'm at your request. Until I get to you, baby, I can't rest. All I can think about is feeling your sweat. Planning your hair and feeling your flesh. Watching you as you undress. I'm your goon, you my goonette. I'm asleep, but I feel your hand in my box. Baby, it's 5 in the morning, you rubbing on Oscar. Know if you wake him up, it's gonna be problems. I know you playing with what you want, so I won't stop it. Just let me open up my eyes so I can watch it. You want a dose of your medicine, you want to see the doctor. Gonna take them all so I can go and lock it. I call you mama, you call me papa. I want to make you tonight, my baby mama. Spin like water, me no aroma. Come a little closer so I can put it on you. You my property, I'm your owner.
It's your girl, Adorable P, and after 2 years, we are back with Be Serious, Love, Life, and Relationships. And this time, we got a new co-host. You know, we got Dub X, the General, that's going to start joining me, and he's going to co-host the show. And tonight, we're coming in with friends with benefits. You know, all of us have been in that situation one time or another in our life. You can't tell me you haven't, you know. Not feeling a relationship right now, you know, but you got this real close friend that'll always do you right. They'll keep your business straight and not put you out in the street. Yeah, that's that friends with benefits. Dubex, you with me?
Yes, sir.
What's up, dude?
I'm chilling.
Man, come
What's
on
good,
now.
What's good, y'all? What's good?
You know, this whole friends with benefits thing, you know, what you think about it?
Well, me personally, I mean, like you said, man, everybody's been there. The situation served me well for a while. I mean, you catch those little instances, of course, where you have the women that tend to get attached and everything like that, and I'm pretty sure the ladies have had guys that tend to get attached. You know, because a lot of guys have the misconception that women can't just have a purely sexual relationship. And they tend to think that, you know, sex is going to automatically equal that woman being attached. And that's not always the case. But, you know, I mean, if you think about it, that kind of that term that I hate when it comes to women and men and sex, that double standard thing. And, you know,
oh,
I've written a lot of things about that. Yeah, but, you know, I've written a lot of things about that.
Yeah, you have.
Right. So it's just, for me, it seems like even though, like, by the technical definition, it's not really a double standard, I think, like, a lot of guys tend to place judgment on women in situations like that. You have to think about it now. Like, a lot more women are professional nowadays. They don't have a whole lot of time for a lot of things, and sometimes relationships is one of them. Sometimes you just need somebody, you know, you need to get that one off or two or three or whatever, and, you know, you need somebody just be able to come through and take care of it. I mean, how can you really blame anybody, male or female, for, you know, wanting that?
I think a lot of times, though, I think relationships are turning into friends with benefits. You know, a relationship ends. You really don't want to start a new relationship. Your relationship really is not one of those relationships that you can carry on at the moment. You know, so
right.
You know what sex is like with the ex. So why not you and your ex just be friends with benefits and you can still hit it and it's all good?
Right. Right. I mean,
you know, but sometimes I think that could be a problem, though, too, because I think the ex starts to feel like, okay, you know, this chick loves me. You know, we
right.
were in a relationship, you know, so, you know, she shouldn't be with anybody else, just me. You know,
right.
So she can't take if she's friends with benefits with more than just them.
Right. Right. That's true, too. And then you get the situations too where you have exes and everything like that, and the sex was always good, and you go ahead and you go back to that ex for that purpose, and then it starts to complicate things a little bit more, where you get, oh, maybe this is something that could lead to us getting back together or things like that, and in my opinion, it's never really a good thing. Because it just tends to make you sort of confused. So.
They're all confused there because now it's all mixed up with the sex. So is it just sex or is it the relationship
right,
coming back?
Right, right.
Are we
going
to get back together? You know, what is this? You know,
I've had that situation a couple of times. So.
And I think it's even harder because and at one point you're looking at it and you're going, okay, you know, you meet somebody new, and you know what's going on in your life. You know you still sexing the ex, you know, and you're like, wow. You know, so are you single? Yeah, I'm single.
Right. And then you get suspicious with that, and you don't want to make any certain moves because even though you're technically just supposed to be sleeping with that person just for that purpose, by them being your ex, you still have that kind of girlfriend, boyfriend mentality, and a lot of things that come along, like somebody that you may have an interest in, you might kind of push them off to the side because of that, you know, and
yeah.
It's like, well, you don't want to be obligated, and you're not really technically obligated, but then you have that mindset that you are just because of that person.
Yeah, and it's like a really hard situation because, you know, now you're lying to the new person. You know, because, you know, you're doing one of them life-ending type situations and you're lying how much you're going to be celibate till you get married, knowing that you're sexing the ex.
Oh, yeah.
You know, hanging out, you spending time with the new person, you know, the new person, you know, trying to get some, and you're like, nah, that's all right, I'm good. You know?
Right.
You know, now you gotta explain why you do it. Oh, damn, you know, I think I'm just going to be celibate right now. You know, I went through a lot.
Knowing good damn well when you get done playing with them and doing what you do with them, you about to go ahead and make that good phone call.
Yeah, yeah, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, hey, what you doing?
Right. Can you come by for a little bit? I want to see you. You've been on my mind.
And you've been on my mind a lot all
day. Right.
You know, but But, you know, it's like a lot of rules that go with this friend with benefits situation.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I actually created an application for it. Yeah, I really did. Because at the time, like, the woman that I was with, we'd been together for 6 years. And,
okay.
I mean, it was, and, you know, me and you had talked a lot about that. We talked a lot during that time.
Yep.
And, you know, a lot of stuff that was going on. And it was crazy because after everything that happened, I was just so used to that person that I'm like, you know what, I need to go ahead and expand, get back in the game a little bit. But then I also didn't want anybody that was going to become attached because a relationship was the last thing I was looking for. So I created an application for it. I called it my boo application.
Okay.
Yeah, so the boo application basically stated that, you know, we're both going into this with the knowledge that it was only going to be sex, because that's one rule that I have when it's a situation like that. I don't like to play with anybody's emotions, because I feel like that's the quickest way to get yourself in the middle of some old thin line between love and hate type drama. And
yep.
We're not doing no busting windows out of nothing and, you know, stalking at the job. We don't do that over here, because, no. I don't play with your money, don't play with mine.
But you know what, though? That whole situation, too, I found out because I got into that situation after a breakup, you know,
uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, you know, I don't want a relationship, you know, I'm still trying to get over, you know, what I went through, you know, I just want to be able to text and call when I need them to come through, when I need to meet up, you know,
uh-huh.
No emotions. Because my, you know, I ain't trying to get into no heart thing, you know. And then I had friends looking at me that actually knew about it. My close friends that knew about it, and
right. They
were like, "You're wrong for this," you know, because he's jeopardizing everything to be with you. And I was like, "That's not my fault." I was like he knew what he was getting into. I never said I wanted a relationship. I never said that I wanted
right.
to fall in love. I never said I wanted to get attached. You know, his whole thing was, I'm going to get you hooked on me, you know, and, you know, it's going to be okay. And I was like, you know, don't get your hopes up. It ain't like
right.
that. That's not what this is about. And everybody thought I was being cold-hearted and mean and evil.
I got the same speech. I got the same speech from my best friend. I got the same speech. There was a girl and a fairly decent-looking woman. In a lot of ways, she was actually, you know, a pretty cool person. She just had a couple of tendencies. Just say it like that. She just had a few tendencies. And the whole thing was no relationship. There was no relationship. And I made that clear. But she insisted on trying to push for it and even got to a point where she just was flat out claiming me and telling me we were together. And I'm like, well, no, sweetie, we're not. And all of my friends kept telling me, like my best friend kept telling me, well, you know, this girl is attached. X, this girl likes you, you know, and you know, she made the mistake of one day in the middle of sex just being like, oh, I love you. And I'm looking down and only thing I can manage to say is, really? That's what's up? And it messed with me because it was in the middle of sex and she's like, I love you. That's what's up. And I didn't really know what else to say.
I never forget, man, I remember it happened to me, I guess, like 5 years ago. And, you know, I had just got out of a bad relationship, moved out to Cali, and I met this dude. And it was like, yeah, buddy, this is going to be cool, you know. You know, right. You understand where I'm coming from. It's all good, you know. And then one day, you know, I got off of work. I'm chilling. I'm talking to him on the phone. And he goes, yeah, you know, I'm going to go get my girl, and we're going to the mall. And I was like, for real? Where are you going to pick her up from? And he was like, what? And he was like, wow. He was like, can't I just chill with my girl? I was like, what girl?
Right.
And then it was like, is he talking about me?
You just had a hard time having it set in.
Oh, my God. And it was like for the next week or so, it was like horrible for me because it was like, I'm like, I never agreed to this, you know, and I was like, I don't want a relationship. You know, what is he talking about? You know, and I was like, and it was like he kept being insistent. He was like, you know, I think you need to change, you know, your blogging stuff that you're blogging because you're making it seem like you're still single. And I'm sitting here like, I am still single. You know, I never agreed to you being my boyfriend. I don't want a boyfriend. And then, like, we started going to church that made it even worse. We started going to church on Sunday, and the preacher started talking about, you know, not having sex, you know, without being married. So then he cut me off, you know, because it wasn't right in the eyes of God. And I was like,
oh, wow.
Wait.
So that was pretty much cutting off his reason for being around. It was,
yeah,
he pretty much shut himself out of a reason to be around.
You know, I'm like, you were supposed to be in this for the same reason I wanted it, and now you're talking about a relationship. Now you're talking about no sex. Wait a minute. You know,
oh, wow.
I was like, this is just not going the way that it was supposed to go. You know, and it just became horrible, a bad situation. I don't even think it ended up lasting 3 months after that. You know, I think the whole thing in total might have lasted 3 months, and I was like, I got to go. You know, I was, like, stressed out. You know, I had to write, oh, boy, a dear you letter. You know, I got to go, you know.
That's crazy.
I felt like somebody had put me in jail because I was being forced into a situation that I didn't agree to. You know, and I was like, you catching feelings. That's not what this is about, you know. I don't need that. You know, I just out of a bad relationship. You know, I just got a high sex drive and I'm trying to fulfill it. Damn.
Man, yeah, that sounds terrible. Like I said, it all goes back to that same thing about guys not realizing that, like, more and more. There are a lot more women who are just in that place where they feel like that's really all they need right now until they get themselves in a place where they feel like they're ready for something more. You know, I think most guys expect a woman to be just ready for a relationship, and it ends up making them shut themselves out because they try to force that because they think that that's what she wants. So, I mean, it goes along with anything, like the sex itself. It's just all about paying attention, you know, and listening to little things that you might miss if you just already have that preconceived notion that you know what she wants.
You know, I think another thing is, like, when you really have, like the homeboy and homegirl that kick it, you know, like, we're so in tune. We talk all the time. You know what's going on in my life. I know what's going on in your life. You know, we spend a lot of time together, you know.
Right.
And it's like, okay, you're not dating nobody right now. I'm not dating nobody right now. You know, neither one of us really want to date anybody right now. You know, so why don't we cross this line, you know, and just be friends with benefits, you know. And I think, but you know, the bad part about that, Doug, is that sex is horrible. You know, what happens if your friend's sex is horrible? Do you have the heart to tell them your shit is really horrible?
I think you don't tell them that, maybe, but I think maybe you, I don't know, kind of find reasons not to do that by saying, you know what, maybe I was just a little weird and, you know, I don't want to go back there. Like, I'm afraid that it's going to screw up the relationship that we have as just being friends, something like that. I don't think, like, I could look at somebody that I was really that cool with and the sex is really bad and I'm just like, you know what, it's bad and I don't want to do it. Because then that's going to kind of put a dent in the friendship, too, where you can salvage the friendship and still not get that horrible, god-awful sex by just being like, you know, I feel like we're just better not doing this. You know?
Okay, but check this out, though. What if this is your homie, right? And every relationship that your homegirl get into is ending horribly. And you're wondering why every relationship she in is just really ending horribly. And then you get this bad sex from her and you understand that maybe the reason why every relationship she in is not ending good is because she got horrible ass sex. Now, do you teach her how to have good sex so maybe her next relationship will last? Or do you just tell her, you know what? You fucked up all your relationships because your shit is horrible. What the hell are you doing?
Well, I don't know. In that case, maybe you do say something about the actual sex being bad. Maybe. But I don't know. See, with me, I would drop hints. I probably wouldn't just out and say that. Like, maybe wait till another situation popped up and be like, well, you know, like, you know that one time that we got it in, I noticed that X, Y, and Z. And see if maybe she picks it up like, because if you think about it, either way it goes, you're going to look like the bad guy. You know, you're going to, especially if the guy. Now, with a woman, a guy, you know, most guys will take that and then try to have an attitude about it. But then if they get another shot, they're good. Like, they just forget. We have, like, the sexual IQ of a dog, most guys, because we forget shit and just go right back to it. I mean, as long as we get another shot at it for most of us. But with women, you guys retain everything. You remember everything. You remember the look on the guy's face. Your expression said that, you know, and that's not even what you're trying to do half the time. So with a guy to a girl, I probably wouldn't do it. With you to a guy, yeah, you should probably shoot as much help as possible. Because the average man really doesn't pay attention to things, and he's probably going to set himself up for failure every time.
I mean, because it's like you sit there and you look at them, right? And, you know, either you got two options. Either you act like it never happened in the first place, and then in the back of their mind, every time they're around you, they're going, damn, she ain't trying to have sex no more. Is my shit that bad?
And then, but when they ask you, what are you going to say? Because you know the question is going to come out. Like, man, so, you know, we sitting around and, you know, I got my swag hanging out and you not trying to get none of it. What's going on? Was it that bad? What are you going to do? Like, look at the floor and go,
Well, knowing me, because I have a tendency of my mouth opening, and the right things just sometimes never come out right. You know, I would probably go, you know what, I'm good on that. You know, you need to put that back, and, you know, we just need not to go there. Because, you know, I don't want to be frustrated and very upset and pissed off and not want to be your friend anymore. So, you know, let's watch something else, or we need to get out this house because this just don't need to happen no more.
You know? Wow.
And, you know, and I believe that the dude just really need to have a backbone and really understand, you know, you've been my homeboy. You know who I am, you know.
Right.
And, you know, come on now. you know, I'm not too great at this being soft and tender and cuddling your feelings.
Right, right.
You know.
Me either.
I try.
You know, I try sometimes.
Yeah, you try to tell me that bullshit, you know. But I'm your friend, so, you know, I know better. We had them talks, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I have to call you early in the morning going, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's like really weird, though, this whole friends with benefits because, I mean, guys look at women and they go, she's going to catch feelings, you know. Mm-hmm. And when the female is not catching feelings, you know, and the female has that man attitude,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's when you see men get sensitive as hell.
But you get those, and then you also get the women, well, the same type of women sometimes, but they just don't have that follow through. Like the last little situation, the one I was talking about earlier with the girl that models and everything.
Uh-huh.
She, I guess, was so used to having so many guys chase behind her and everything like that. She gave me the speech first. It went something like, you know, this is what it is. I just haven't had none in a while. You know, it was good when we first got it in, but, you know, I don't want you trying to catch no feelings because I'm not on it. I'm like, well, that's exactly where I'm coming from, so we should get along great. 2 weeks later.
Uh-huh.
It's I love you, X. Like, really? Where does that even come from? I mean, didn't you give me the speech? Now it's I love you. Okay.
Yeah,
and then
I know
you get angry at me for not returning the love. It's like,
yeah, you know, that's the way it works. I remember I went through this phase in college, and all my homeboys understood, and they used to try to warn guys. You know, that you would come around or someone, I want to talk to teachers. They was like, whatever you do, do not tell that chick that you're catching feelings because you're going to watch her disappear. They
uh-huh.
would always tell guys this straight up. And I'll never forget, I met this dude from New Orleans. And I looked at him and I was like, yep. I know what I want. It was like somebody had gave me a brand new toy, and it was he was like fresh out of New Orleans, and I found out he had a girl back home. So I was like, cool, you know, he can't commit to no relationship, no way. He got a girl back
right.
home, you know, you know. And when I started talking to him, it took him so by surprise because he was like, so what's up? I was like, look, I'm going to be very blunt about this whole situation. All I want is sex. I was like, when I call, I need you to come. You know, if you don't come, I'm just going to pick up the phone and call somebody else.
Right.
I was like, so don't ever tell me no. I was like, all right, I won't have no use for you. You know,
right.
And he, like, looked at me like, is she really telling me this for real? And so for like the first week, he was sitting there tripping because his phone was ringing 3-4 times a day. You know? And he was like,
wow.
And he was like, wow. You know, and then it was like, afterwards, it was like he always wanted to hang out. And I was like, no, I got to go to class. You know,
right.
Or I got to go to practice. Or,
no
you know,
time,
I got to
no
do-
kicking, no chill.
No, you know, I was like, I gotta go. Yeah, you know, I gotta go. And he ended up catching feelings and talking to one of my homeboys. And they were like, we told you, don't catch feelings when it come to her. Whatever you do, don't tell her that you didn't call feelings because you can watch her walk right on out the door and everything that you love right now is going to be gone. Because she gonna be gone. Don't do
right.
it. And we went through this for like 3 or 4 semesters, you know, and it came down to it, and he was like, he was going home to visit his girl, being miserable. You know,
oh.
he was you know, then he got to the point he didn't want to go home to visit his girl during breaks and stuff. And
oh, wow,
finally,
look at you killing relationships. Look at you.
I told him, look, I used to make sure he even called home. Hey, you need to call home. You need to keep home good. Because this ain't long term. This is not long term.
This is a temp job.
This is a temp job. You know, you can be fired at any time.
That's crazy. Seasonal employment.
Yeah, you know, it can end at any moment, that at will employment. You know,
oh, wow.
So you need to make sure that permanent shit is still there. You know. But eventually, you know, in the end, you know, it really ended on a bad note, I would say, because, you know, I ended up leaving school, you know, because I was like, I can't do this no more, you know, and it was like he wanted more and he couldn't have more. And I was like, this is a bad situation. And I ended up leaving school, and moving out the state. I was like, I gotta go, you know. So it was like a real crazy situation, you know. But
wow.
I felt in the end, I felt so cold-hearted, you know, that I had done it like that, you know. And it's like when I would tell a new boyfriend that I had been in situations like that, some of them would look at me like, you can really do that?
Uh-huh.
You know, you can really just be with somebody without being in a relationship with somebody, you know, and not care about them or how they feel, you know, and then they would feel a certain way, you know, if she did that to them, she could do this to me.
Well, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. You got to think about it. Like, nobody, I always say that nobody wants to invest emotionally into somebody that they feel like can walk away at any moment. But the other side of that, it also lets you know that you're probably going to have to work that much harder if you're really and truly interested.
But the friends with benefits, though, it works sometimes.
Yeah, I think it works the majority of the time as long as both parties are aware of, and sometimes more than two parties. Those are always fun. But when everybody is always, when everybody is all the way involved and knows exactly what the situation is, there's no confusion, there's no room for anybody to assume anything. You know, everything is already there up front. You know, I believe those are probably the most successful situations, especially for somebody who's busy or just flat out doesn't want a relationship.
Yeah. Well, you know, today I was running around on YouTube, right? And I wanted to see just what was out there on Friends with Benefits on YouTube, you know, see if somebody really named the song that, you know. And I did. I found this new chick, and she's off the West Coast. And I heard a song on the video, and I was like, oh, that's cool. I was like, I wonder if she got any contact information. So I went and found out she was on Twitter, so I hit her up. I said, look, we got a show coming on tonight called Friends with Benefits, and I want that song. You know, can you email it to me? She actually responded and sent it to me. So I'm going to play it real quick while we take a quick break, and we're going to go ahead and put her on. We're going to spotlight her tonight. Her name is Braille.
Okay,
out.
That's what's up.
Yeah, you already know. Here we go. Essentially, I'm looking for the right guy for me. He's so for real, like the root note style with me. Pure ecstasy, especially when he next to me. Like a compilation, he gets the best of me. Religiously at night, hold me tight, my cuddle buddy. You can be the lead, I'm your understudy. Playing house, I'm the wifey, you can be my hubby. Tic-tac-toe, X and O's, the way you kiss and hug me. But give me just enough, cause I need my space. And when I ain't with it, never in my face. keep some time open, you know, just in case. Sometimes I'm not hungry, I just need a taste. A sample for example, not trying to get my fill. Let the copper fill, cause you fit the bill. Took me to a happy place, now that's a happy meal. Supersizing now, asking for my refill. I want a friendship with benefits, limited commitment. That's how I like it. Bump the marriage with the baby carriage, but I take the ring with the carriage, the carriage. I want a friendship with benefits, limited commitment. That's how I like it. Bump the marriage with the baby carriage, but I take the ring with the carriage, the carriage. I'ma do the running, and you can do the chasing. Nothing too serious, we casually dating. It's the perfect situation, what we creating. Cause you hold me up, like we're figure skating. Official blew the whistle, now we in our first quarter. Won't die, stuck in holes and just a sip of water. Culling outside the line, cause there is no border. Got me going out my mind, well sorta. I'm like, no say, cause baby, I don't know. Sometimes I wanna stay, but I gotta go. Money make me come, so I follow. Money over God, you know my motto. I'm in my selfish phase of my life, that's where I'm at. You doing you too, so you're cool with that. We got a winning format, we should stick with that. Quick propose, this or that, we like the perfect match. I want a friendship with benefits, limited commitment. That's how I like it. Bump the marriage with the baby carriage, but I take the ring with the carriage, the carriage. I want a friendship with benefits, limited commitment. That's how I like it. Bump the marriage with the baby carriage, but I take the ring with the carriage, the carriage. What I want, friendship with benefits. What I need, limited commitment. What I want, friendship with benefits. What I need, limited commitment. What I want, don't wanna chill with the bill with no drama to deal with. What I need, don't wanna chill with the bill with no drama to deal with. I want a friendship with benefits, limited commitment. That's how I like it. Bump the marriage with the baby carriage, but I take the ring with the carriage, the carriage. I want a friendship with benefits, limited commitment. That's how I like it. Bump the marriage with the baby carriage, but I take the ring with the carriage, the carriage. I want a friendship with benefits. That's what I'm looking for.
Hey, see, that was that female talking about that real shit right there. You know, she said, fuck the baby carriage. I was like, yeah, buddy, I like that song. She own it, right?
Yeah.
So good. Now, check this out now. Now, check this out for me. What happens when you get into those situations and the homeboy or the homegirl that you got this friends or benefits relationship with has a girl or they have a guy? You know, say like your homeboy's girl, you know, your homeboy got a girl, but she's out of the state. Or, you know, your homegirl's got a home, you know, her dude is out of the state and y'all hook up. But at one point in time, this dude or this chick is going to show up in town. You know, and you're going to have to, and you're going to have to see these people face to face. How do you think that really works? You know,
well,
that now you got,
I don't know.
You got your friend with benefits sitting here and you got your boo sitting here and, you know, you worried about one really sensing that there's a chemistry between you.
I don't know. Well, with me, I had to deal with that situation more than once. And when it was me that, you know, I was the friend and I was the person who had somebody. And I had to see this person with the person that they were, you know, supposedly with. The situation was a little weird for me. I mean, I got to see him and everything like that, and it was just kind of like, you know, do I act like I normally acted with him before, or, you know, how am I supposed to do that? But I think what made the situation a little bit more strange for me was the fact that we were all, you know, going out to kick it, and this person actually got a little upset that I showed up with another girl to chill with. So it was like she was there with her dude. I'm there with, you know, just another friend of mine. And it really got her upset, and I think that's kind of what threw off the entire arrangement that we had.
Man, I had a bad situation. You know, I thought everything had happened and was over. We were in two different states, you know, and, you know, dude had actually went on to marry the girl that he was dating. You know, they had gotten married. You know, by this time I had gotten divorced and I had moved on. And he woke up one holiday and decided to tell his wife what had happened 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sitting here like, and the only heads up I got was 2 days later when I'm wondering why she's calling me, and I go on MySpace. And I got left a message going, she knows.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I was like, really? That was 5 years ago. What are you doing?
Wow.
That's not what was supposed to happen, you know? You know, but then he made it look like it was all me. That I had done it, it was all my fault, and you know, he was shameless in this whole deal. You know, I was like, wow, really? You know, but
what happened behind that? I mean, did you ever talk to him about it again, or what happened?
No, what made it bad was I ended up moving back, and it was like there was like a total separation and cutoff, because, I mean, this dude was like my best friend, you know. But after he opened his mouth, it wasn't like we could have a friendship anymore, because this chick definitely didn't want me nowhere around him anymore,
right?
You know. So it's like that friendship ended up getting dead completely,
mm-hmm.
You know. It was like, you know, all this could have been avoided. You never had to say anything. What had happened, it was over. You know, you had moved on with your life. I moved on with my life. It wasn't like that, you know, we were still trying to keep that friends with benefits situation going. You know, so you never
had to say anything. Yeah, I don't understand what good that did anybody. I really don't. I don't see that.
Man, I was, like, really angry about the situation, because I was like, you never had to say anything. There was no reason for you to say anything. You know,
yeah.
I was like, that, you know, I was like, that was crazy.
The code has been getting violated a lot recently.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, you know, like, come on now, you know, do you understand this code? You know, you're not a boyfriend. You know, it was something that happened. You were my friend. That was it. You know, don't catch an attitude when I bring somebody else around. You know, don't catch an attitude. But you know, another thing that I see happens in that situation, Doug, is that the advice starts to change. When we were just kicking it, and you was just my homeboy, the advice you gave me when it came to dudes were totally different.
Because it wasn't biased. There was no self-interest there. See, like, and that's the same thing that's happened with me. Like, there are certain people that I had to cut off, because it was before, when it came to relationships and everything, when it had to do with women, it was, oh, okay, well, you know, it was good because there was no self-interest, so my best interest was really at heart. Then when it comes to somebody that, you know, we end up sleeping together or whatever, and, you know, that ends up stopping, or even if it's ongoing, and it's like, well, I'm ready to move out of that stage that I'm in and ready to try to engage in another relationship, then the advice starts to go, well, you need to be careful because you know how the last one did you, and this one might be the same way, and all that type of thing. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. where the self-interest comes in.
You know, it's like all of a sudden, it's like, well, I don't think you should do that. It was like, wait a minute, nigga, you was just at the club with me, you know, and you was pointing out niggas that you thought was easy targets for me, you know?
Right.
You know, why is it now, you know, now that you tasted what you was trying to figure out, what everybody was getting hooked on, you know, now the shit didn't change. You know, because it's funny when you start, you know, you get them statements from your homeboys, like, I don't know what the hell you got going on over there, but whatever that shit looks dangerous because some niggas are acting real dumb behind that shit. And then they figure out when they taste it and find out what the whole situation is all about. Now all of a sudden they dumb and stupid and they acting like the exes, you know, and it's like,
another one of those friends with benefits situations that kind of went all bad, and I'll admit it was probably the fact that everything was good for a while. It was me and another friend of mine that we actually wrote together. Like, she is a genius when it comes to writing. Like, I have a piece uh-huh. that I wrote, and I think you read it, called Baby, I Gotta Go.
Yep, I did.
It was, I actually wrote that, it was a counterpart to a piece that she wrote, because we were working on a project where we were going to write, like, different perspectives of, like, the same situation. And that was, like, the second piece that that I had done for that project. Well, anyway, we were, you know, I'm a big MMA head and everything like that, and we were coming from watching a fight one night, and I was actually house-sitting for a friend of mine. So she missed the train going back home. It was going to be a while before she could actually get back home and everything, so I just had her come with me. I've been drinking just a little bit that night, and I was at the point, you know, not the sloppy drunk point, but the point that you get right before, just after a little buzz and just right before you get
uh-huh.
drunk, I was right
yeah,
there.
The,
and,
yeah, the
right.
point that everything looks good when you're horny, that point.
Yeah, and it was kind of like that peak performance point. And we ended up getting it in, and I promise you, on everything that I love, and I wish I could get my best friend on here right now, and she could tell you this, because she witnessed it, because I actually made her repeat it when I called my best friend and called her back on three-way without her knowing that my best friend was on three-way. Her response to that night was, "You made me see God." Let me tell you what this girl did after that. It's raining, and something just tells me, like, man, X, look out your window. I don't know why. It's rain. I'm talking about pouring down. And I look out my window, and here this girl is standing outside of her car looking up in my window.
Oh,
two problems
wow.
with this. One, the fact that she's standing outside in the rain looking up at my window. And two, I'm thinking to myself, how the hell did this chick find out where I live?
Oh, dang.
So I get my phone. Well, I'm looking at this body that I'm sure is her, and I call, and the body gets in the car, and then the phone picks up.
Wow.
So I'm like, what's up? You know, where are you at? She's like, and the car starts. The car outside starts. The car in the background and the phone starts. So that's confirmation that it's her. She drives
yeah.
off, and she's like, just driving around. I'm like, okay. So we
Hell
cannot
no,
take it
time anymore. To go. No,
yeah,
that's
we
dangerous.
Cannot chill
that is
anymore.
A dangerous situation right there.
Violation
no,
of
that,
the rules. We cannot chill anymore.
Yeah. That is a violation of every rule right there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
but
we
I
don't
mean,
do that.
You know, and then another thing, what happens when you get into those situations with a friend with benefits, when all of a sudden, you know, they want to contact your dude or your girl and they trying to be that friend, you know, and you're like, wait a minute, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's not your place. Why are you trying to be my dude's friend? You know, that's no.
And it's easy to do now, especially with these social networks, because when you have something on your status that says or something on your page that you're in a relationship with, and then they can just go to that person that's highlighted, click it, and then go straight from there to that person and add them as a friend or something like that, that's beginning to make things a little bit crazy. That's the reason why, like, today I just had to delete a few people off of my page because there are two or three different women and arguing over the same guy. First of all, I'm sorry, but the guy's ugly as shit. Because all of them have pictures of the same guy.
I saw that picture on your page today.
Yes. They all have pictures of this guy as their default picture. And I'm like, okay. And they're, well,
you said
something
about you. You're broads beefing over men that don't want you. And
to be honest, the guy looks a little, and don't get it wrong, like, a lot of people take this the wrong way when I say it. I have love for pretty much every community out here, every community, every walk of life. I can have at least a certain level of respect for. So even with the gay community, like I have to say, like, if you're openly gay, I have a lot of respect for you because honestly, it takes a lot to actually be out here with all of the stuff that they have coming towards them and things like that. But I don't have any respect for these guys that are out here acting like they're straight and sleeping with other dudes. So this guy, and I'm sorry, but I'll pick him out from a mile away. This guy, I swear, looks like he just got done pulling a sausage out of his mouth 5 minutes ago in that picture, right? So I'm sitting here wondering why these chicks are arguing over this guy who is obviously gay. And with this extra tight ass, three sizes too small pink T-shirt on, these jeans they're not sagging, they're just too little because he has the jeans pulled all the way up and they still come under his ass cheeks. And he's got these big gigantic glasses, like black glasses frames with no glass in them, and it's
not that you put
homeboy
on blast like this.
And he looks like a freaking moron that stepped out of the 80s and tried to get into the 2000s, and it's ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
And they're up here talking about, well, I have his baby. Well, I have his baby too. Well, I don't have his baby yet, but I'm gonna have his baby, and he don't want either one of them. Really? Are you serious?
I think the whole clue about the social network thing is I choose to stay single on social networks, and I don't publish anything about anybody that, you know, you will never see a name connected on my profile to say who I am involved with or who I am kicking it with. And you won't even
be
able to look
for... That may be smart.
You won't even be able to look through my pictures and say, well, you know, maybe she's with him or maybe that's her dude or that's who she's kicking it with. You're not going to be able to reach him in any kind of way because you're not going to know who he is.
Yeah, now that actually may be very smart.
You know, well, X, we got like 6 minutes left. I want to thank everybody for dropping in tonight on our show. You can catch us here every Saturday night. You know, next Saturday, I think, you know, one of our topics should be, you know, what about mates that don't have the same sex drive? What's going to happen?
Oh, yeah, the drop-off.
when you don't want sex as much as I do, what's going to be the result of that? You know,
I think that's going to be
very interesting next week, you know, to understand that whole situation. You know, but you can catch me and Dub X both on Facebook. You know, we're both there. Look us up. You know, he's under Dub X the General. I'm under Benita, Adorable P. Payton. Be our friend. Let us know what you think about the show. Leave comments. You know, you can also find me on twitter.com/AdorableP. I'm always available. If you have music out there that relates to any of our topics, email it to me at AdorableP@gmail.com. And, you know, it's always like this. Be serious. It's love, life, and relationships on this show. So catch us. We out of here.
Yo, oh, Big D Jim Johnson collabo. Oh yeah, here's another one.
It's another one.
Mike Jones.
DJ,
DJ,
DJ, DJ,
DJ,
here, call me, don't have no fear. I wanna
love you down, love you down.
Lay nice and lovey-dovey, someone that'll love to love me. She's something like a friend, call her my cutie buddy. Even though she got a man, she already know the plan. She already know the deal, so what the business is. Even though she
got a man,
she already know the plan. She already know the deal, know the deal, know the deal. Though I'm chubby, chubby, yo chick, she love me, love me. She might be with you now, but she still thinking of me. Y'all out there making love, I couldn't make them love me. In the back of the lap, it's just like that.
Like I'm kin to the girl. I make her holler like when mama brought her into the world. Now go on, let him buy you dinner tonight. Then at the end of the night, you be my dinner tonight. He always dimming his light. And that girl wanna shine, I bring her into the light. Voila, I become her ally. And I swear that thing feel like la la la. And since he feed her lies, I'd be her dessert on the side.
Like that, move your hips like that, work your ass like that. Why you make noise like that, move slow like that, fuck fast like that. Baby, I ain't gonna lie to you, we so sexually compatible. How I thrill myself, like I kill myself when I feel myself inside of you. You can be my cutie buddy, never love another buddy. While we do some freaking things with the lights on, touching on you while I'm listening to T-Pain, hugging on you while I'm listening to Mike Jones. Do as soon as we got in the sack, or I can hit it in the back of the lap, off a pivot of the ass, lie.
DJ, world
tell me what you think right before I get up in them skirts.
Excuse me.
I pull up in a lag truck.
Beep, beep.
I'm B-Sunny back up.
Feed me.
If your man act up, he full time girl, I'll be the backup. Cause I'm your cutty buddy. Cut, 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 cutty buddy. Soon as he fall asleep, she on her way to love me. Cause I'm your cutty buddy. Cut, 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 cutty buddy. Soon as he fall asleep, she on her way to love me. And she know that I
got that wood.
And she know that my
sex is good.
We can do it on the bed or the floor.
Girl.
Cause you know that I keep it hood. And she know that my
sex is good.
We can do it on the bed or the floor. Let me know.
You can be my baby.
I never say a word. I know how niggas thought I can trip them out here about the girl.
No way, hey.
But they gon' fight over no day. As you can see, but I like your speed, your style, your whole demeanor, the way you come through and holler and swoop me in. Now that's gangsta. And I got special ways to thank ya. But don't you forget it, but it ain't that easy for you to back up and leave them. But you and me, they got ties for different reasons. I respect that. And right before I turn to leave, she said,